The last day of February once again brought tornadoes to southern Illinois. Harrisburg endured a lot of damage in 2012. This time, it was a few counties west in northern rural Jackson County.
I'm devastated, to be honest with you. I don't know where to begin or where to start with picking up the pieces of my life, if you will.
While Jeff Wisely was safe at work last night, his home took a direct hit from a tornado.
And I got a call from my neighbor who came to check on my house after the storms went through and called me at work and said that I need to get home.
And when he got there, Mother Nature had done some rearranging to the place he's called home for the last two decades.
It was pretty black out here. My family had flashlights and we were able to survey the damage and the debris and everything last night.
When the sun came up Wednesday morning, the intensity of Tuesday night's storm is very clear. Large trees were broken in half, sheet metal was wrapped around trees like ribbons, and for his house?
Yes, it was a two-story home, as you can see on the top there, that the upper portion of the house is completely gone. Where it is, I don't know at this point.
Wisely's house was an older farmhouse that gave him and his father an experience to bond over.
I enjoyed doing that type of thing and restoring old homes and woodworking and that sort of thing, and my father does too, so it was kind of a father-son project. But we will move forward and try to make the best we can of things. You don't expect things like this, you know.
Wednesday morning, Jeff was surrounded by family and friends helping him gather his possessions and clean up the devastation left behind.
It's a tremendous boost to my spirits to have my family here to help clean up this mess and be supportive of me, I couldn't do without them, that's for sure.
Wisely has lived his life in the area and knows severe weather is possible at any time. Now he has a different outlook on it.
And maybe this is the take-home message to express that we need to listen to those warnings and as they come across the news and be prepared and take cover take it a little more seriously.
Breanne Phoenix lives a few miles east of Wisely's house, and her family's home was also in the same path. But she was ready and listens to severe weather warnings.
Well, the plan of action was not to be here with all the storms coming, so we decided to go to my sister's, which turned out to be a good plan.
Phoenix learned from a relative's experience not to be naive about storm warnings.
No, actually, my grandparents' house got blown away years ago, and you know, you never think, oh, it's not going to happen, and that was just kind of always an eye-opener once that happened, that it can happen. So since then, when they call for tornadoes and it's a bad storm, I try to have a little bit of a plan. We are fortunate to have lots of family and friends and that we were able to go somewhere else.
For Phoenix, her husband, and two-year-old daughter, going somewhere else probably saved their lives because their house was not where they left it.
This was the side of the house, and that was the side of the house. This was my front porch,
okay. And
it completely turned and got pushed down the hill.
The house turned 90 degrees and moved about 50 feet west. Two of the four walls are still standing.
That's definitely a 50-50 chance that we would have made it.
Both Phoenix and Wisely are grateful that they have the support of their family to get them through this difficult time.
We're fortunate we have a very big family, so we might be hopping houses for a while, but we'll figure it out.
It's really in times like this that you really appreciate those who reach out to you and express how much they care for you, and that means a lot. It really does in times like this where you're at a loss for what to do.
For WSIU Radio, I'm Benji Jeffords.